question before the court today is whether police can stop anybody leaving a location that is simply suspected of having contraband in it, and then do whatever police work they want to do with that individual. The question presented specifically is whether police have reasonable suspicion to stop my clients, who was driving a white Ford-style pickup truck, after it left an address they suspected contained contraband. The facts are really important in this case. This is a reasonable suspicion case, Fourth Amendment case, and we have to look at those facts and decide whether or not the police had reasonable suspicion at the time they made the call to stop that white Ford-style pickup truck. Here, the police were working to solve a theft and narcotics investigation involving multi-counties as a task force, and they were attempting to obtain a warrant to search a house here in Lincoln. They hadn't yet obtained that warrant. They were working on the process. They were writing the affidavit, in fact, when they pulled up and started doing what's called pre-warrant surveillance of this target house. When they got there, they saw this white pickup truck with the work rack stuffed in the back. It was a white Ford-style pickup truck parked in the driveway in the alley behind this house. It was parked next to a target vehicle that was identified in the warrant and that they knew of, but they had never seen this white Ford-style pickup truck before. This was the first time any investigators or anybody from the task force had seen this pickup truck. There was no prior information about this truck. Nothing in any of the investigation had indicated that there would be a white truck at this location, or that it had anything to do with the crimes in New York, or with any kind of suspect or contraband here. The police did not see anyone enter or exit this truck. This is an important fact, because this is what ties us back to some of those other cases that the state cites, Courtier and Buchanan, most notably Buchanan. But the police didn't see anybody enter or exit this truck. They didn't see anybody walk from the house or from the attached garage, I think it was a separate building, but from the garage to the truck. They didn't see anybody carrying anything. And I think also incredibly important for your analysis about whether or not this is a consistent with the standard kind of contraband detection is how long that truck was sitting there. Officer Schumacher testified that when he got there, he drove through the alley, then he went and found a place to sit and observe the truck and the house, and it sat there for 20 to 30 minutes, and the truck was already there, so we have no idea how long the truck had been there. And I think that's important. I'm going to jump out of the facts just for a minute, because I think in Buchanan and in Crawford, both cases, Crawford wasn't cited in the state's brief, but it was cited in Buchanan, which the state's referenced. In Buchanan, there was this nexus of time. They see this guy go in with the diaper bags, the baby, go into this known drug house. He's out just a couple minutes later, and they all wander off together. The perp or the target and everybody else, they all drive off together. Well, none of that happens here. We don't see a guy go in. We don't know how long he's there. We don't know what he's doing there. We don't know if he's working on the house, doing plumbing. We don't know if he's painting. We don't know if he's been retained by the landlord for any of those things. We just know there's a white work-style pickup truck. We don't know how long it's been there, whose it is, or where it came from, and then we stop it. Those are the facts.
Well, wait a minute. What about in the affidavit exhibit one, where the applicant says that the individual is seen moving about the premises, and one of them, or some of them, I think the word was some, get in the truck and drive away.
I think that's misreading the affidavit. I looked at that affidavit several times in preparation for arguments today.
Do you have it with you?
I do have it with me.
First paragraph.
Yep, that was what I was thinking. Let's see. It does say some. What it says is, see, the first paragraph, some of these individuals observed leave the address in the vehicle. It doesn't say who those individuals were, and it says some. Remember, Mr. Severs is in the car alone. We can't draw a deduction from this. They say some, which means multiple. We can't draw a deduction from this that this is the same vehicle, or the same persons, or anything. And also, really, really super important here, Officer Schumacher states on the record, it was during cross-examination, I can't point the court right to where the record is, but I'm proud of this moment in cross-examination. He said, I asked him, did you guess that Mr. Severs was in the house and that he left the house? And he said, essentially, yes, to my knowledge. other people other information concerning this individual in the house that's being used. Can he say, not of my own knowledge, but collectively, there's other knowledge?
That's a very good question, and you're accurate, except for the fact that Officer Shomar states during the records, from my record, during the testimony, that he was the one doing observations, and no other testimony was elicited at the suppression hearing discussing this back and forth. So he saw people going back and forth between the house, but he didn't see my clients going back and forth between the house, and he never saw my client get out of the truck, never saw my client come back from the house to the truck. He saw people, and he couldn't say that it was my clients. And I think that's an important distinction, because I think that puts us right back to where we started, is there's this white pickup truck that leaves this house, and that's all they have. They don't know that it was my client that was going back and forth, and they never saw him get in the car. Didn't see him carrying a bag, didn't see him concealing anything on the way to the truck. There's evidence in the warrant that somebody was concealing stuff going back and forth between the house. But I think that's...
So there was pointless. If you go back to the affidavit, doesn't it say some people were observed going back and forth and they got in the truck and drove off? Doesn't it say that?
It says vehicle.
What does it say?
And then it says, and this vehicle was contacted on a traffic stop by a marked unit of the Lincoln Police Department. It talks about that vehicle that was stopped. I think the state's guessing that some of these people were, I don't know where those other people went because they observed this vehicle, this truck, go from the house to the stop at the time, and they never saw anybody else get out of that truck. So I think there's some factual inaccuracies here. If we're just going to assume that this other vehicle, they didn't talk about it as a truck, that isn't mentioned anywhere else in the affidavit. And important to note, it bootstrapped into the affidavit. They hadn't observed pie. It's just apple pie. And there's no marijuana in the pie, I promise. It's not brownies.
No edibles.
No edibles. So I'm out of time. Unless there's any further questions for the court, I would submit.